2022 Forsyth candidates, U.S. House, District 5, Virginia Fox, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Kyle Parrish, Party Democratic, no response from candidate. U.S. House, District 6, Christian Castelli, Party Republican, background, 20 years as a United States Army officer, 6 years as an Airborne Ranger Qualified Infantry Officer, 15 in Special Forces Green Berets, earned 2 Bronze Stars, small businessman, husband, father, former Inspector General. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. My first priority is to stop inflation, lower gas prices, and bring high-quality jobs back to North Carolina. Another priority is to increase support for law enforcement. I will also fight to expand school choice so that every family can choose the best education for their child. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or to new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Sponsor legislation to reopen the Keystone Pipeline and allow increased domestic oil production. These steps will lower gas prices. Vote to cut wasteful spending that causes inflation and sponsor a balanced budget amendment to permanently control spending. Website, castelli4nc.com. Kathy Manning, Party Democratic. Background, I am a mom, attorney, and community leader. In Congress, I have fought to bring down costs for families, cap prescription drug costs, protect women's access to health care, defend Social Security and Medicare, and expand vocational training programs. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. 1. Lower families' costs, cap prescription drug costs, streamline supply chains, and stop big oil price gouging. 2. Protect access to abortion and birth control so women can make their own health care decisions. 3. Expand vocational education programs in NC schools and community colleges. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? We must do more to address the rising cost of living in NC. That's why I will work to 1. Cap the cost of prescription drugs, including insulin. 2. Crack down on corporate price gouging and bring down gas prices. 3. Invest in good-paying manufacturing jobs and vocational training. Website, KathyManning4NC.com. Thomas Watercott, Party Libertarian. Background, I'm a working-class American who's fed up with business as usual in Washington, and I'm willing to fight for those who can't. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected. Term limits for federal office. Balanced budget amendment, linking the total budget to a percentage of GDP. Replacing income and investment-derived taxes with a consumption tax like the fair tax. In parentheses, fairtax.org. Regulatory Oversight and Review. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Option 1. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? I'm very pro Second Amendment. I'd fight anything that restricted private gun, ammunition, or accessories ownership. In addition, I'd author and work to pass mandated criminal weapons use, including existing law, prosecution, and sentence enhancements. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health returned this issue to state legislative bodies. I'll fight any effort to legislate federal control of the issue on either side, short of an actual amendment to the Constitution. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Switching to the fair tax will allow businesses to lower prices due to reduced compliance costs. Workers will be able to get more of their income and make more with the elimination of income tax, plus the prebate will put money back in their pockets. Details at fairtax, F-A-I-R-T-A-X, .org. Website, TommyTheTrucker.com. NC Senate, District 31. Joyce Crowich, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC Senate, District 32. Paul Lowe, Jr., Party Democratic. Background. As a pastor and community servant, I began my journey in the North Carolina Senate in 2015. Experience and relationships resulted in more than $200 million in projects for the Winston-Salem Forsyth County community for the 2022 state budget biennium. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities are jobs, economy, education, and healthcare. North Carolinians must have jobs and the ability to take care of their families, providing quality education for children and developing an educated workforce is critical. North Carolinians must also have access to affordable health care. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I co-sponsored Senate Bill 897, Gas Tax Rebate Act, filed May 27, 2022, to help give some relief and alleviate the burden of gas prices for people across North Carolina. I will continue to put forth bills to help middle-class and working families. Website, Paul Lowe for NC, PAULOWEFORNC.com. George K. Ware, Party Republican. Background, Winston-Salem real estate business owner for 22 years, president and chairman, Winston-Salem Sertoma Nonprofit Group, U.S. Air Force veteran. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected: improving education, healthcare reform, expanding small business growth opportunity. Option one, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on gun ownership? Vote to expand gun ownership rights and reduce restrictions on gun ownership. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? Vote to restrict abortion after 8 weeks. Option three, what specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? Vote to increase oil and gas production in the USA and complete the Keystone Pipeline. Website, no response from candidate. NC House, District 71. Kanika Brown, Party Democratic. Candidate is unopposed. NC House, District 72. Amber M. Baker, Party Democratic. Background, 2 years in General Assembly, 27 years in education. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected: education, workforce development, affordable housing. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? It is important to protect a woman's right to make decisions about her health. I would uphold the legal rights of North Carolina to have access to safe abortion access. Website, vote for amberbaker.com. That is the number four, vote for amberbaker.com. Shelton Stallworthy, Party Republican, no response from candidate. NC House, District 74. Carla Catalan Day, Party Democratic. Background, Carla is a mother and a public health advocate. She is a local homegrown leader who graduated from a local public school. Carla is running because North Carolina should work for working people instead of the wealthy few and their powerful lobbyists. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected: Medicaid expansion to cover over 500,000 people in an insurance gap. Advocate for a woman's right to choose her own health care choice, including freedom to have an abortion. Support increased funding for North Carolina public schools to national average and increase pay for educators and staff. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: new restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option two, what specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? If elected, I will support policy and bills in the General Assembly for a person's freedom to choose to have an abortion in North Carolina. Website, Elect Carla, that's Carla with a C, electcarla.com. Jeff Zenger, Z-E-N-G-E-R, Party Republican, No response from candidate. NC House, District 75. Donnie C. Lambeth, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC House, District 91. Kyle Hall, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC Superior Court Judge, District 21A, Seat 01. Richard S. Gottlieb, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC Superior Court Judge, District 21A, Seat 02. Aaron J. Berlin, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 21, Seat 01. Valene K. McMasters, Party Democratic. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 21, Seat 02. Fred Adams, Party Democratic. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 21, Seat 03. Theodore Ted Kazakos, Party Republican. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 21, Seat 04. George Cleland, Party Democratic. Candidate is unopposed. NC District Court Judge, District 21, Seat 09. Kristen Kelly Broyles, Party Democratic. Candidate is unopposed. Forsyth County District Attorney. Denise S. Hartsfield, Party Democratic. Background. Forsyth County District Court Judge, 2002 to 2021. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Juvenile justice reform and public safety. What is your view on diversionary programs meant to minimize contact with the criminal justice system? And how would you implement them? In favor of diversionary programs, specifically in juvenile delinquency cases, currently serving as the convener of the Forsyth County School Justice Partnership Agreement, which is a diversionary plan between law enforcement, the school system, and the courts. Implement through JCPC and SJP programs. Website, Hartsfield4DA.com. Jim O'Neill, Party Republican. Background, for the past 26 years, I have served the people of Forsyth County as a prosecutor. Since 2009, I have served as the elected district attorney. I am the only candidate in this race who has prosecuted violent criminals and fought for victims in court. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. My top priorities continue to be protecting the community by focusing on prosecuting violent offenders and protecting children and the elderly from abuse. The prevention of violent crime before it happens, with collaboration between local, state, and federal law enforcement, improves community safety. What is your view on diversionary programs meant to minimize contact with the criminal justice system and how would you implement them? Diversion programs for nonviolent offenders support community safety. The programs I started allow people a second chance. The innovative programs I started, like the DATA, D-A-T-A program that treats opioid addiction, the DRIVE program that helps people get their driver's license, and our Veterans Treatment Court. Website, JimO'NeilNC.com. Forsyth County Board of Commissioners at Large. Dan Bess, B-E-S-S-E, Party Democratic. Background, Winston-Salem City Council member, 2001 to 2020. Member, NC Environmental Management Commission, 1993 to 2005. NC Coastal Resources Commission, 1985 to 1993. Legal Aid Attorney, 1983 to 1990. Adjunct Visiting Faculty for multiple colleges, universities, NC State University, Winston-Salem State University, etc. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Forsyth County. Improve visibility and accountability of Forsyth County government to all residents of Forsyth, whether in the city, smaller towns, or rural areas. Bridge the gaps in good public schools. Health, safety, and opportunity for all Forsyth residents, including good teachers and safe facilities. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Lack of sufficient affordable housing, especially for working families of modest means, is a growing local crisis. Forsyth County must partner with local cities, towns, and private investors to spur the development of more workforce affordable housing here. Website, bessforforsyth.org. That's B-E-S-S-E, the number 4, F-O-R-S-Y-T-H.org. Terry Mrazek, M-R-A-Z-E-K, Party Republican. Background, a mother of 5 children. Before retiring, I was in the advertising, real estate, and automotive business and a passionate community activist. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Forsyth County. Low taxes, school choice, and keeping our county safe. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option 2, jobs for youth. Starting a career at a young age has many great benefits for the youth and our society overall. Youth employment has proven to help build kids to be ready for the jobs market. It builds their self-esteem and develops skills, which can lead to better opportunity late in life. Website, voteforterry.com. Forsyth County Board of Commissioners, District A. Tonya D. McDaniel, Party Democratic. Background, 9 years as a public affairs and relations officer, advocacy for United Health Centers, a federally qualified health centers, promote United Health Centers policies that support them, their patients, and the mission and vision, UHC, among government officials, legislators, and community partners. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Forsyth County. Public health, safety, and business. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Continue advocating for affordable housing. We are processing, providing additional funding for the IDA program and working alongside the Experience and Self-Reliance Organization. Jobs for youth. Forsyth County currently has a paid internship program to assist the youth with work experience opportunities. Climate change and conservation. Forsyth County is committed to supporting a state goal of 100% clean, renewable energy by 2050 and creation of green jobs. Website, votefortoniamcdaniel.com, and that is the number four. Votefortoniamcdaniel.com. Michael R. Owens, Party Republican, no response from candidate. Reginald Reed, R-E-I-D, Party Republican. Background. I have a B.A. in History from the College of Charleston, an M.B.A. from Liberty University, a Master's of Arts in Government from Regent University. I am a PhD candidate in management at Walden University. I currently work at Novant Health. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Forsyth County. The primary purpose of government in a free society is protecting life and property. So my top three priorities would be 1, public safety, 2, public safety, 3, public safety. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Option 1, affordable housing. Most things in economics are relative. If Elon Musk woke up tomorrow with Oprah's net worth, he could be claiming poverty. Affordable housing is housing an individual can afford. Therefore, creating a growing, vibrant economy benefits everyone. Option 2, jobs for youth. Yes, young people should have jobs. Again, creating a vibrant, growing economy will provide economic opportunity and upward mobility for everyone in Forsyth County. A prosperous economy is created by keeping taxes and government regulation low. Option 3, climate change and conservation in the past. Climate change was called the weather. Giving more money and more control to government at any level will not affect the weather. Website. Reginald Reed for Forsyth County on Facebook. Shai Woodbury, S-H-A-I. Party Democratic. Background. My family has been citizens of Forsyth County for over 110 years. I'm a professional educator of over 20 years. I am currently serving on the WSFC Board of Education and the first Black person to chair the board. I am a member of many civic and auxiliary organizations, volunteer and mentor. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Forsyth County. 1. Increase educator pay in order to improve our school district. 2. Provide pre-K to all eligible children to support working class families. 3. Restore juvenile justice to maintain safe communities. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, jobs for youth, or climate change and conservation. Affordable housing. Through urban renewal and economic development advocacy, I will propose a new initiative, Forsyth for All, to engage citizens relating to equitable and impactful strategies around real estate and economic development, affordable housing, and livable communities. Website, facebook.com/SHAI4DistrictA. Forsyth County Board of Commissioners, District B. Don Martin, Party Republican. Please describe your background, experience, and qualifications. Superintendent of schools in 4 districts, 19 years in Winston-Salem, Forsyth County. Full-time professor of education leadership, High Point University for 3 years. Forsyth County Commissioner for 8 years. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities, if elected, and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in your county. 1. The allocation and oversight of $74 million in American Rescue Act funds must be monitored and evaluated. 2. Provide the resources to ensure that quality pre-K programs are delivered by the school system, Smart Start and Head Start. 3. Wisely invest $1 million in opioid settlement dollars. Please choose any one issue below and address that issue. Option 2, jobs for youth. Middle school students must be exposed to job clusters and select an area of interest for high school summer internships. The county needs to work with business leaders to create paid internship experiences for youth. Website, donmartin4commissioner.com. Forsyth County Board of Education at Large. Sabrina Kuhn Godfrey, COONE-GODFREY. Party Democratic. Background. I have 2 children in the WS/FCS, 2nd and 8th grader. I have been a volunteer for the past 9 years in my children's schools. I am a PTA president, vice president, SIT member, reading warrior, and district level volunteer. I also serve on other committees. I have been an advocate for students, teachers, and schools. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities, if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. Funding. Obtain funding that allows our schools and educators to have the resources to grow our students. Communication. Foster and build relationships with the community. Implement district-level parent, staff, student involvement teams that interact with the Board of Education and Superintendent. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? We need to make sure that we are offering and communicating the services to all of our families, ensuring that they are accessible to those who may need them in a different format, and help them through the process. Website, sabrina4boe.com. Sabrina, S-A-B-R-I-N-A, 4, B as in boy, O-E.com. Alan Daniel, Party Republican. Background, long-time advocate, parent, volunteer, and educator in the district. Please describe your top two or three priorities, if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. One, give classroom educators the support and autonomy they need to provide every student in the district the opportunity for an excellent education. Two, make sure every student not only has that opportunity, but understands the necessity and the value of an excellent education. Three, restore excellence. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The Board of Education should make certain there are enough highly qualified classroom educators, enough support staff, and qualified supportive administrators at every school in the district to provide every child the opportunity for an excellent education. There should be no difference, regardless of race or economics. Website, facebook.com/Daniel4SchoolBoard. Regina Garner, Party, Libertarian. Background, I'm a deeply concerned parent who wants a better education and future for our youth. Please describe your top two or three priorities, if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. My first priority is to be an advocate for the parents. I will be an unwavering voice for them and their children. My second priority is to dissolve any programs confusing our children regarding gender identity, sexuality, CRT, and SEL. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The Board of Education should not address differences in learning based on race or income. If any child has trouble learning, they should be given extra attention and afforded the opportunity to seek aid for basic cognitive abilities and comprehension. Ethnicity and income are irrelevant. Website, Regina-Garner4, schoolboard.com. Michael Hardman, Party, Republican. Background, I was raised in the WSFCS schools and have three children currently enrolled. I have served in numerous leadership roles within my church, including at local, district, and conference roles. I have coached youth athletes for multiple seasons. I have a lifelong history of serving others. Please describe your top two or three priorities, if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. My Back to Basics platform will bring success to WSFCS schools. Teach curriculum without bias. Reduce screen time. Teach children to use reason to make their own decisions. Learn to value oneself, each other, and our country. Restore high expectations. Balance the budget. Engage families. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? My Back to Basics platform will benefit all students and families. I want to make curriculum and lesson materials easily available to families and encourage families to participate and support from home. I want students to understand love and the value of service to others. Website, hardman4schools.com. Deanna Kaplan, Party Democratic. Background, current chair of WSFCS Board of Education, PTA President, SIT Committee, Finance Committee Chair, Climate Culture and Equity Committee Chair, Substitute Teacher, Tutor for Reading Warriors, soon to mentor in schools. Completed numerous education and leadership training workshops. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. Teacher recruitment and retention. Adequate pay to attract the best teachers. Competitive pay for our support staff, custodians, cafeteria workers, and bus drivers. Catch our kids up from the learning they lost during the pandemic. Third grade literacy, closing the achievement gap. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Having a high quality and high performing diverse teaching staff, making sure students have access to quality instructional materials and resources. Focus on an inclusive environment and culture where every student feels capable, connected, and cared for. The three C's. Website, facebook.com/DeannaKaplan4SchoolBoard, and that is the number four. Richard Watts, Party Democratic. Background. I was a classroom teacher at Wiley Middle School. I was an assistant principal at Southwest Elementary School in Clemens. I was the principal of Kimberly Park Elementary, Julian Gibson Elementary School, and Winston-Salem Preparatory Academy School. Principal of the year twice by my peers. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. We must fund research-based curriculum that will improve our reading and math scores at the elementary level. We must find ways to give respect to our education community. In building respect, we must let our teachers teach. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? We must do everything that we can to eliminate the achievement gaps in our schools. What is working across the country? Are we able to replicate success with resources, funding, and commitment? People with passion, heart, knowledge, and resources can find ways to end the gaps. Website, rwatts42022.wixsite.com/my-site. That's rwatts, F-O-R, 2022.wixsite.com/my-site. Sarah Abshire, A-B-S-H-E-R, Party Republican. Background. As a mom, wife, and registered nurse, I have the knowledge and ability to push back against unscientific decisions such as shutdowns and forced masking. I will advocate for our students, teachers, and parents just as I have done for my patients. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. One, commission an audit of the budget to identify waste and redirect those funds to recruit and retain excellent teachers. Two, combat learning loss that resulted from the board's failed COVID policies by focusing on core academic subjects and increasing availability of tutoring outside school hours. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? All students must be held to the same behavioral and academic standards. The board's failed COVID policies disproportionately hurt socioeconomically disadvantaged students. By focusing on core academics, not the latest social justice fads, we can narrow this achievement gap. Website, sarahabsher4boe.com. Forsyth County Board of Education, District 1. Alex B. Bohannon, Party, Democratic. Background, I am a proud graduate of the Winston-Salem Forsyth County School System and have served on the Board of Education for the past year. Prior to serving on the Board of Education, I served on a variety of committees with the school district. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. High quality instruction for all children, cultural infusion across all content areas, and a positive and supportive workplace culture for all district employees. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? The board should do everything in its power to ensure that marginalized students have access to the same quality education and resources as all other children in the district. Website, alexbohannon.com. Trevonia BG in parentheses, Brown-Gaither, Party, Democratic. Background, 19 years of experience as a middle and high school mathematics teacher in the WSFCS. A graduate of the WSFCS, where my mother retired after 25 years as an elementary teacher in the same system. I am a product of two generations of educators of both my maternal and paternal family. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. My platform is, quote, ensure a seat, S-E-A-T, at the table for education of our children and youth, unquote. S equals safety, E equals equity, A, advocacy, and T, transparency. Safety is a priority for our children, teachers, and staff. Every child should have the same opportunity in order to be equitable across the system. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? All teachers, staff, and administration should be required to take a class in cultural and ethnic differences. Teachers at low-functioning schools need additional pay, an assistant, and extra protected hours to plan in order to attract and keep highly qualified seasoned teachers, staff, and administration. Website, BG, the number 4, WSFCS.com. Forsyth County Board of Education, District 2. Jennifer Castillo, Party, Democratic. Background, I am a mother with two children currently in the school system, one of whom receives speech therapy at her school. I work as a social worker providing case management. I also serve as the first vice chair for the Forsyth County Democratic Women. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. One, safe schools. Fund the purchase of protective, bulletproof equipment in our classrooms. Two, teacher assistance. create a financial assistance program for our school staff in financial need. 3. Representation for the Hispanic students in our district. Increase in college career planning guidance. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Allocate more funding. Offer more opportunities for teachers to work part-time tutoring jobs with students in need. Support wraparound services and case management in the schools. Increase pay for parent engagement specialists. Support culturally competent trainings at all schools. Website, electjennifercastillo.com. Leah H. Crowley, Party Republican. Background, I have lived in Winston-Salem since 2001 with Pat, my husband of 28 years. We have 4 children who attend public schools. I have volunteered in over 40 schools in Forsyth County as a tutor, mentor, coach, substitute teacher, and facilitator, helping third graders be aware of child abuse. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. The top priority is reading and math proficiency. Getting all teachers trained on the science of reading has helped. Creating self-safe environments for learning and working is also a priority. Recruiting, retaining educators is very important, especially with the stress of the past 2 difficult years. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Each child, regardless of race or socioeconomic status, needs to be assessed and addressed. Individualized instruction helps each child reach their potential. Support systems need to be in place at each school to help all students become proficient and master the course standards. Website, electleahcrowley.com. Stanley M. Elrod, Party Republican. Background, I've been a teacher, coach, athletic director, assistant principal, and principal in Forsyth County. Everyone in my family has worked in the Winston-Salem Forsyth County school system. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities, if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. My commitment to the students, teachers, and parents of Forsyth County is 1. Provide a safe and respectful learning environment for students, teachers, and parents. 2. Partner with parents. Listen to their concerns and find real solutions. 3. Restore accountability throughout the system. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? All schools should create an environment that is welcoming to all students of different races and family incomes. Staff development should be designed to help our staff achieve this goal. Website, facebook.com/Stan4SchoolWSFCSSchoolBoard. I'll say that again, Stan4SchoolWSFCSchoolBoard. Steve Wood, Party Republican. Background, grew up in Tobaccoville, attended Old Richmond and North Forsyth, served in the NC House from 1985 to 2005, chair of House Education Committee, sponsored charter school legislation. Please describe your top 2 or 3 priorities if elected, and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. Accountability, board elections, school choice. I think the board should consider requesting single-member districts to elect board members, enhanced parental choice, school safety, and establish a textbook selection policy. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? Public school policy should address equality of opportunity for all students. Suggesting Students cannot learn because of social or cultural background or economic conditions is inherently classist and racist. Website. No response from candidate. Robert Barr, party, Republican. Background. Master's in education from Wake Forest, 1999. Bachelor's from Winston-Salem State University, 1988. Taught schools for 14 years, grades 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. And worked as a curriculum coordinator. Served on WSFC-School Board from 2014 to 2018. And currently serve as a trustee at WSSU. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact students, staff, and parents. Assess and create strategic plans for student growth and achievement. Create parental engagement programs to support parents and students. Provide teachers with resources and additional personnel support in the classroom. How should the Board of Education address disparities in learning for students of different races and family incomes? A comprehensive analysis of data must be done. The analysis would have to include, but not limited to, students' academic progress, types of instructors and administrators who impact the students, programs, buildings, etc. Based on the assessment, certain areas should be prioritized with budget. Website, robertbarrforschoolboard.com. Forsyth, County Clerk of Superior Court, Denise Hines, party, Democratic, candidate is unopposed. Forsyth County Sheriff, Bobby F. Kimbrough, Jr., party, Democratic, no response from candidate. Ernie G. Leba, party, Republican, no response from candidate.